they don't deserve us. And they never know, and they never know, and they never know, and they never know. Back here in the Chicago Theater once more. What an absolute palace this place is. You're very fortunate to have it. This is the kind of place we'd love to play. As you see, we brought a few decorations of our own with us tonight. Keep you guessing where we're going to go next. You know, I mean, just before the show, I was talking to Jerry, our very, very fine promoter of jam. Pointed out that next year will be 40 years since the first time we came to Chicago. Those of you were, I know there are a few of you up in the balcony there that were at beginnings. Or maybe the Riviera Theater. And the Erie Crown. And a few good nights that we've had in here, you know, but we didn't always stay in fabulous addresses like this, you know. When I was a kid, my dad was in show business, and he said, "One day, son, your name may be in lights. You may even play the Aragon Ballroom." You know. But of course, when we started out from out of London, you know, they just sent us up north, and we were sort of surprised to find that the hotels had electricity. So after we'd had a couple of minor hit records, they shoved us on a plane to fly to the United States and conquer colonies again, or whatever it was. and we woke up in the unimaginable luxury of the Howard Johnson's Motel out of San Francisco. Now, this is a place that had hot and cold running clam chowder 24 hours a day. It had a color television that didn't go off at 10:30 after improving words from the vicar. It had double beds in every room, like two of them, in case you were going to have a pajama party. And all of that attention and luxury went to my head, and it did stray from the narrow path. But as I probably told you before, I was trying to rid the world of alcohol in those days, mostly by drinking it. And I woke up about 18 months later in the back of a taxi cab heading to Mexico out of Tucson, Arizona, and I was half in love with my cab driver. She was very attractive, and we had promised to have a wild romance over the border, and I'm talking about a long time ago, back before they had a wall or anything. But we got to the edge of town, and we started to argue about what was on the radio. She wanted to find an FM station that was playing the whole second side of Dark Side of the Moon. I wanted to hear the Buzzcocks. Or Little Walter, I don't know, something like that. Anyway, it was the end of a beautiful romance, and we drove back in a sullen silence to my shabby motel room, where I went inside, covered with guilt and shame, and wrote this song for you. Oh, that's I'm not afraid to You know, I always dreamed I might be a man one day. You know, this is a song that I wrote. Steve plays a beautiful piano introduction to it. And I dreamed of the day when I would stop being a boy. But I still haven't got there yet, I don't know about you. You look at the headlines every day and you're finding guys that are not quite grown up. So we'll send this out on to all of them. Sort of listened to the record, and then when we got it, the painting, he pulled the sheet off the canvas, and I went, oh my goodness, is that what we've recorded? I thought we'd made a bright summer record like the Monkees, you know? So I guess the truth of it was that I pushed away some of the things I was singing about with some of the music. But we're among friends now, right? So we're gonna go down deep.
Fuck.
1990, vote for a ranch with Danny Sound.
Thank you. Some fighters are gonna get it.
somewhere in the Christmas tent is a short and fast and simple piece. She's listening in to the famous laugh, thinking that things are all of them. Some letters are going in. Every cell was a stupid. Every cell was a different. Everybody has a disassociation. We do the more you bad. You tease, you fur. You shine all of the tongue you green shine. You can please yourself that somebody's gonna get it. Maybe it's just my eyes deceiving me. But this is one that I did manage to write. Wrote this one back when we were opening up for the Big Three and have a...
Why you die, man?
to realize you in a trap. You see the stairs, you fight this. The communists from justice when it's fast for evil. But they don't scare you after the window. I knew it isn't better to let the sun protect you. And all through the day, we try to spend it to get the worst of happens. All the citizens will be resumed. Here we do a miracle to get you to stay. You know, I wrote this here song about 3 years after the one that you just said. Not so much in the detectives, it was about a woman fixated on a detective show to the point that her fella he just about loses his mind. I don't know, he's an ordinary looking fella. She's watching David Soul or something on the television. I thought about coming back to that little film noir kind of feel. Wrote this here song. She's still watching the television. I think it's moving on now. It's kind of like early Miami Vice. But he's gone. And I think we know by now who the fool is. Confidence in him. He was late. for coming out tonight. I know you got... You might just conceivably have other places to be tonight. You know, this. I never ever thought that we would go back and revisit this music. And as you hear, we're not playing it in any kind of sequence, we're playing the way we feel it. Because a record is a record, and a show is a show, and we're in this. And this isn't really like looking back the way I feel it anyway, because I'm fortunate enough to be up here with two of the gentlemen who helped me make this record. That's Steve Naive. And Pete Thomas there on the drums. We made Imperial Measure when Steve was about 15 and I was about 26. Pete's 3 weeks older than me. And we made it with another fella who played some really fine bass on it. But, you know, the new boy in our band is David Farragut here. David Farragut's made it. And he's responsible, as I say, for all the vocal arrangements with Kitten Koroy and Yazan. About this time of year, about 1980 in December. He saw no tears in her eyes. Say you wouldn't care about it. She's telling all of those lies. She's what she never told before, but about it. So give it his time. Try not to capture his breath when she said we're on the line. We're just a little bit. Say you wouldn't care about it. Say you wouldn't care. Yeah. How y'all doing up there? This is my friend Josephine.
Lion skin.
We had a little recording studio, a room full of all this equipment that we didn't know how to play, all these instruments that we hired, and we tried to work out what to do with them. We thought we were making Sgt. Pepper, I think. And I think this was probably because, you know, Paul McCartney was down the hallway making, Tug of War or something like that. And we'd come to work one day and you'd have to sort of queue up for the asteroid machine, because Alice Cooper was on it, you know. And, all those scamps, Duran Duran, I remember. All these people. We thought we were in show business for about 15 minutes. Meanwhile, I was trying to write a song that was based on an old Brown Anderson tune.
Almost well, almost doing things we used to do. There's a girl in inches, almost you. Almost all the things that your eyes once promised. I see the nerves too. Now your eyes are red from crying. Almost blue flirting with this disaster.
Thank you.
upon you. Remember when they were all filled with laughter. And now they're quite deserted. They seem to just echo voices raised in anger. Maybe we'll see my faith reflected there on the bed. In the window of in broken home, still this house is empty now. There's nothing I can do to make you want to stay. So tell me how am I supposed to live without you? These walls were like inventions written with blood. The glass we charged in celebration. And now I have filled my life up with all that I can do in this sensation.
Feels down to now. Thank you. Thank you.
soon.
Everybody knows I'm a little down.
passphrase. So I just made one up backstage. Well, I'm gonna make my way. I'm at first a cloudy day. River blood and hot sauce. If you didn't feel the urge to shout and you have to let it out, don't bless me. Just say blood and hot sauce. If you want something that's nice, with your pancakes and your eggs, and you're prepared to sacrifice, and you're down to the dregs. If your temper starts to boil, shucks, there's a monster with you, cereal bowl. And hot sauce. I was climbing up the ratings, as they said I was a Satan. But the ladies treat me kindly, cause they know what's on my mind. And I gave in to temptation, lousy with penetration. We ran for blood and hot sauce. If your spirit starts to sing, and you feel like someone's gone. All turn right. I'll sell the stars, I'll keep the stripes. I'll change the color of them too. I'll turn some red, I'll make some blue. By the Lord, I'll make a curse, although I need just the reverse. Hooray for burning hot sauce. Politicians and the preachers, you can put your trust in me. Help me breathe, your brother's keeper. If you pay too many taxes, think salvation should be cheaper. Just say blood and hot sauce. There's a will in Meridian, a child in Oklahoma, whose fate you should consider. Someone figures that there's a swindle or a deal to be made. Put your hand on the Bible, keep your finger on the trigger. Who ran for blood and hot sauce? Cause I said that I was a Satan, but the ladies that treat me. That song is from a story that I'm writing with a couple of friends of mine. It's called Facing the Crowd. It's a story written by Bud Schulberg in the 1950s as a warning against a warning. It was a warning against demagogues and the power of television. It's about a hillbilly singer named Lonesome Rhodes who comes out of nowhere. He says the unspeakable, thinks the unthinkable. He's unwashed, unshaven, and naturally he's irresistible to women. And men too. They put him on the local radio and he talks a lot of nonsense and bullshit and sells snake oil and he gets good ratings. So they say he's just the man to take this brand of pep pills called VitaJet to the housewives. And they put him on regional radio. Now it was back in the 50s. They used to give pep pills to housewives so they could do the housework. It wasn't like enlightened like it is now about women. And he gets good ratings, so they say he's just the man to take the message of the senator to the people. So they put him on national television. And he gets good ratings. And you know how that ends. He comes to people in the middle of the night, and he looks deep down inside of the secret wicked things they wish for. Whatever that is. If you're down and confused, and you think that you've been used in your own hood, face on the crowd. But I don't have any fears, no one hears your appeals in your own hood. Crying and laughing when you start out and you stutter from the penthouse to the gutter. Though they usually found the other way round when you're only facing the crowd. You're only facing. with some rock and roll music at the moment, but this is rock and roll music. You know, this it's been a real pleasure to play for you. Like I said a couple of times in this beautiful palace and place, and it really is. It's like you should cherish this theater and all the other ones that are like this. This is really the way to be together. And I want to thank you for listening once again to the music from Imperial Bedroom and other chambers. I suggest to leave you for a moment or two with these new, a couple of new songs. We're all in this together, right? Whatever you wish for, I hope you get what you're dreaming for. This is the name of this year's song is American Mirror. It's about a scandal magazine that I just made up. But it really could be British Mirror, it could be Syrian Mirror, Russian Mirror, Chinese Mirror, whatever kind of mirror you want it to be. I got American born son, so I get to sing this one. There's a sneer, there's a crack, words you cannot take back.
seems scary.